All right. I start at the top of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Start 2, 4, 6 lines down. So it says, the Gemara says, Gidul Bari Lai. This individual, Shadale Gita Ledebitu, sent a get to his wife. Azal Shlicha, he sent it with a Shliach to his wife. Ashkecha Davayatvo Venablo. When the Shliach got there, he saw that the woman, his wife, was sitting, and Navla, Rashi explains, is Oregit. She was weaving. Amarla, the Shliach said to the woman, Hagiteich, he says, this is your get. He didn't hand it to her necessarily, but he said this. He showed her that this is her get. Amarle, she responded to him, Zil hashto minhocha, go away for today, v'taha the machar, and come back tomorrow. Azulegabe, so the Shliach went back to the husband and told him what the woman had said. Amarle, and he told them what had transpired. Patach v'amar, the husband said, Boruch atov v'ameitiv. Wow. Baruch Hashem, that didn't work out. As Abaye Amar, Abaye says, Baruch atov v'ameitiv v'lo batel gita. So good. She didn't get divorced today, but that doesn't change the status of the get. He didn't say anything about the get. He wasn't mevatel l'shlichus. All he said was, Baruch atov v'ameitiv. Rav Amar, Baruch atov v'ameitiv u'batel gita. Of course, when he says, you know, Baruch Hashem, that you didn't give the get, right, that means that he didn't want to give the get. That shows his intention is not to give the get, and that means that he's mevatel the get. So my kamiflege, what are they arguing about? The Gemara says, Begiloi data begita kamiflege. They're arguing about Giloi das by a get. The Tosfos Reed points out over here that everybody agrees, Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Things that are, you know, solely within one's mind or in heart, then they don't matter. But over here we have something that's more explicit. His actions, or that which he's doing, are conveying a certain message or a certain intent. They're not simply, you know, just internal thoughts or feelings, but they are actually being expressed somehow. And through his expression, they're indicating that which he really wants. So is that valid by Gittin, or is that not valid by Gittin? The Debaya itself are Giloi Dat Begita Lav Milsi. That Begittin, unless you say it explicitly, it has no bearing what your intentions are despite your actions. Rabba says, Giloi Dat Begita Milsi, and Rabba says, no, that's sufficient. By Gittin, if you already have a Giloi Das, if you're already taking action or saying something that shows your intent, that's sufficient by Gittin to not be considered Dvarim Shebelev. So I'm a Rabba, I'm an Aminullah. How can I prove it to you, Abaye, that that's the case? The Rav Sheshit, Ashkele Gita Lahau Gavra Baal Korche. So Rav Sheshit extracted a get from this individual against his will. Va'amar lehu l'sade. Then later on, the individual who he extracted the get from, this individual says to the Edim, Hachi amar lehu Rav Sheshit Tavatel Gita. Didn't Rav Sheshit tell you to be Mevatel this get? Right? The Atzrachei Rav Sheshit Gita Achrino. And then Rav Sheshit required him to, they required another get to be written. So over here, the husband was not mevatel the get. All he said was that he said to Edom, didn't Rav Sheshit tell you to be mevatel the get? So it was clear from that the intention of the husband would be to be mevatel the get. And Rav Sheshit required an additional get here. So here you see an issue of Gilui Milsa, right? He showed his intent by saying, quoting what Rav Sheshit had said. And Rav Sheshit said that the first get was invalid. He had to get another get. So where it says, Rabbaye responded, says, Altu Rav Sheshit mevatel gilte din sheava. What do you mean? Rav Sheshit is not the one who's mevatel the get. So when this guy says that Rav Sheshit told you to be mevatel the get, right? Who is Rav Sheshit to be mevatel gitin? He's not mevatel gitin. Iu batla, but rather the husband himself was mevatel it. V'hai de kamelohu hochi mishum de panui. And the reason he said it in the name of Rav Sheshit was to protect himself. Why? Because he was afraid that they had sent along with them these people that Rashi says bnei adam amakim v'choftim oto b'mitzvot. They were the sheriffs that ensured that the vice police made sure that he did the mitzvot and acted properly. And so they were standing there, and he was going to be mevatel the get, and they just forced him to give a get. So he was afraid of them. So he says, you know what? He says to Adam, mevatel the get, and didn't Rav Sheshit tell you to be mevatel the get? So he used that as a cover to protect himself. But according to Abaye, he explicitly said that he was mevatel the get, and therefore this is not a rayo that Gili Milsa has any bearing in Gittin. So on the other hand, Abaye says, Menamin Allah. Or can I prove to you that Gili Milsa is not good by Gittin? So Rav Yehuda Ashkele Gita Lechatne de Rav Yirmiyah Bira. So Rav Yehuda was able to extract a get for the Chatne de Rav Yirmiyah Bira, for the son-in-law of Rav Yirmiyah Bira. Ubatle, and then the person he extracted from was Mevatelet. Tana Ashkele Uvatle. Hadar Tana Ashkalei Al Korche. So first of all, he got it from him to get, and then he was mevatel it. Then afterwards, again, he got another get from him against his will. V'amaru l'sadeh. At that point, Rav Yehuda says to the witnesses, Otivu kri be'odnaichu. Stick kniva yerek, peelings, vegetables, slivers of vegetables in your ears, right? Made out of duleim, out of gourds, basically earplugs. Put earplugs in your ears, uksovale, and write the get, so that you will not be able to hear the bittul of this individual. So you cannot be mevatel the get. Since you can't hear him, you can't be mevatel the get. V'isakadato gilu dat begito milsi. If you think gilu dat is enough, hachazule the karoit patrayu. They see, these adim see that the husband's running after them. If he's running after them, then what? Then it's clear that there is a gilu dat here. So what? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, put earplugs in your ear so you can't hear him. So it must be that he has to say it explicitly in order for it to be a bittul. But Rava says, no, him running after him is not muchamil, so why he's running after the Eidim? Hi, the Karoit Patrayu, Darmalu Ashur. He's saying to them, you know, go ahead, Chazak V'yamatz, right? Yeshkoach, keep going. Meaning that he's trying to push the Eidim to give the get. Avulah, hi. Right, give her that get already. Keichid the Meshalim Tzaro, the Hau Gavros, that this pain of this man can be done. Meaning that he's encouraging the Edom. He could be running after them to encourage them to get the thing done already, to get the get to her faster. Or he could be running after them because he wants to retract the get. He wants to be about to the get. So since it's unclear, there's no gilui milsa when it's unclear. We don't know what his conviction is if it's unclear what his intentions would be in such a situation. So Rova says that there is no gilui milsa. So therefore, unless he explicitly said something, it wouldn't be meaningful here. And that's why Rav Yehuda said, put plugs in your ears. Barmer Abaye. So Abaye says, but now, I mean, Allah, I have another proof that gilui milsa is not good. Daud Amarlu, person said, Ilo Atina at Latin Yomen, this is the Gemara we saw in Ksubos, beginning of Ksubos, says, I'm giving you a get, and if I don't come at Latin Yomen, Lahave Gito. This get will be valid if I don't show up in the next 30 days. Ato, he came on the 30th day, Upaske Mavro, and then he was unable to cross the river either because the ferries weren't working or the river had overflowed, the bridges weren't available. Amarlo, so he's screaming from the other side of the river, Chazudatai, Chazudatai, see, I came, that the get should not be valid. Rama Shmuel, Lo Shnei Matyot, it's not called coming back, he's out of luck. So based on that, what do you see? You see there that he's clearly indicating his intentions, that he's returned, and he doesn't want the get to be effective, right? And nevertheless, we say it's not valid because he doesn't come here. So no matter what you see his intentions are, that's not enough until he explicitly says it. Rabbo says, what are you talking about? These two cases are totally different. Over there, he's not trying to be mevatel the get. Over there, he's hatam le kiyumei tanai kaboy. There, he's trying to uphold the condition that he established for the get. Valoikayim tanai. And then the condition was not met. Now, you're dealing with two different things. One is bittul. Bittul can be accomplished even all your day gilui milsa. When it comes to tanai condition, the only way to fulfill the condition is to actually fulfill the condition. If you don't fulfill the condition, the matter that you're saying, I'm here, you just haven't done it. If you haven't done it, it doesn't work. Okay, so how? The Amarlahu, Ini no nisabna platin yomin, lahave gito. Person who said that if I don't marry you within the next 30 days, this will be your get. Meaning that he was a rus, he was engaged to this woman, but they didn't have nisuin. So he says, if I don't marry, if I don't complete the Erus in the next 30 days, La'avigito, this should be a get. Kimatud latin yomin, when he came to the 30 days, Amalu hatarachno, right? So he says, I tried. I couldn't get it together. I couldn't get the stuff together to make the wedding. I tried my best, but I couldn't do it. So my nechushla, what are we going to worry about? Is this get not valid? Imishum unsa, if we're going to worry about that he was an ones and that he couldn't get it together, ein ones begitin. There's no such thing as ones begitin, and Tosfos 3 points out, from here we see, right, the Gemara Ksuba says two tzadim, one side that says ones, there is ones by Rava, one ones is gitin, and ain ones begitin. So you hear from here, the Gemara is muchamilsa, that they believe ain ones begitin is the right way, is the final decision, that there is no such thing as ones begitin. Imishum giluye dato, if it has to do with gilui adas, that begita plukta dabai virova. If we're looking about what his intent is, or what his conviction over here is, so here he really doesn't want to get divorced. He tried. He wasn't able to accomplish it. But so nevertheless, what? That is the machlokes Abayin Rova. Now truthfully, this is not the machlokes Abayin Rova, because Rova said before that these two cases are totally different, right? That when you have to do with kiyuma tanai, that's very different than dealing with, right, a mvatel gita. So Tosfos points out over here, this is Abaye l'shitato. Right? According to Abaye, who believes those two are those two cases are synonymous, meaning that they are under the same rubric, then this would be a plukta d'abaye v'rova. But according to Rava himself, he doesn't believe that this is under the issue of Gilui Das. How would Amar Lahu Ilona Sivna L'Reish Yarch? The person says, if I don't marry you by Rosh Chodesh Adar, Avigito, this will be your get. Kimata Reish Yarch da Adar, when it came to Rosh Chodesh Adar, Amar Lahu Ana L'Reish Yarch da Nisan Amar. I really meant Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not Rosh Chodesh Adar. So my nechushlas, again, what do we have to worry about here? Imishim ones, if it's the problem of ones, ain't ones begitin. Imishim gilidata, that's the plukta de baye verova. Now the Gemara concludes everything we've done over the last 2 days. One is, behilchasa kinachmon. First thing is, halacha is like Rav Nachman. What's that halacha like Rav Nachman? Hey, Rav Nachman was the original machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. In front of how many people do you need to do bitla get? Rav Nachman said in front of 2 people, and Rav Sheshes said 3 people. The first thing the Gemara is saying is the halacha is like Rav Nachman, that you have to do bitla get in front of 2 people. Behilchasa kinachmon. And second of all, the halacha is like Rav Nachman. That's from yesterday's daf when Rav Nachman said, Rav Amar Rav Nachman, halacha k'rebi b'shneim. Rav Nachman paskin, the halacha is like Rebbe in both instances. Both instances meaning that if you're mevatel to get mivutal, even after the tekanas Rav Gamliel, if you're mevatel to get, it's mivutal. And number two is that when you are mevatel to get, you can do it zeh shablo b'fnei zeh. That you can be mevatel to shlichus, right? You don't have to do it with all the edim, all the shlichim present. You can do it with only a portion of them present. And the last thing is, v'hilchasa ki nachmeni. And the halacha is like nachmeni, who's nachmeni? Nachmeni is Abaye. So Rashi points out over here, because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni brought up Abaye, Bebeto, and taught him his Torah, because he was a orphan. And therefore, they gave him his name. When Abaye grew up, they gave Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, named him like his father's name, Nachmeni. And the Rabbi Stam in the Gemara is Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So here, over there, hilchasa ki nachmeni means halacha is like Abaye. And this is one of the 6 places that we pass on like Abaye, right? Abaye and Rava, the halacha is like Rava, except for Yal Kagam. This is one of the cases of Yal Kagam, which is Gilui Das. And therefore we pass on like Abaye that Gilui Das does not work by Gitin. All right, now we're going to continue with the Mishnayos of Tikkun Olam or Takanot that Rabbi Gamliel established. So it says, Brishona, Haya Mishaneshmo, Vishama, Vishemi Ro, Vishemi Ra. In the beginning, they used to write his name, her name, his city, and her city. But the Tosfos read on the next daf says that the Shemi Ro, Shemi Ra is not relevant and shouldn't be in the Mishnah. It's just, you know, Mishum Rihuta the Milsa, like that, since they're always placed together, that's why it's in the Mishnah, but it's not really relevant to the Mishnah. Hitkin Rabbi Gamliel Zakein, Shei Kotev, that instead that they would write in the get, Ish Ploni, this person, V'choshum Sheishlo, and any name that he has, Isha Plonit, this woman, and any of Choshum Sheishla, and any name that she has, Bipnei Tikkun Olam, because of the Tikkun Olam. So what was the Tikkun Olam? The problem is, and we're going to see this is the next case, we'll read the next case in the Gemara, and then I will explain to you what the issue was. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shalchulei Bnei Medinat Hayam, the people from overseas sent back to Rabbi Gamliel. Bnei Adama Ba'im Misham Lekan, people who come from over there to here. Right? Shmo Yosef, his name is Yosef, V'korin Lo Yochanan, but they call him Yochanan. Yochanan, V'korin Lo Yosef. Right, so he had 2 different names. In Medina Sayyam, when he was overseas, he used 1 name. And in Eretz Yisrael, he was known by a different name. Like he was known by Yosef in Eretz Yisrael, by Yochanan in Medina Sayyam, or vice versa. So what do we write? Right? What do we write? Or how? Heich megarshin nishotayim. How can they be megarsh their wives? Amar Rav Gamliel, yitkein, shil kotvim ish ploni v'choshum sheishlo, isha plonit v'choshum sheishlo mipnei tikkun olam. Well, establish that point that you write the name of the man, the name of the woman, and any other name that they have. So what was the issue? The issue is that if we write a get with the person's names, for instance, in Medina Sayyam, they write, say this person is known as Yosef, in Medina Sayyam. So he says Yosef divorced his wife. Then they send the get back to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, his name is Yochanan. So then he shows up later, the Baal shows up and says, I never divorced her. My name's Yosef, not Yochanan. Yochanan might have divorced her, but I'm not Yochanan. My name is Yosef, and I didn't divorce her. So the Baal can come and be my arer on the get. That's number one. Number two is, in order for the get to be a valid get, when it gets there, you're going to have to send 2 edim along with the get who are going to testify to the fact that this person's name, Yochanan, is really the same Yosef that you know over here. And so you have risk that the edim won't show up, they won't get there, they won't be able to validate the get. So there's a lot of risk in having it that they only use 1 name in the get. So Rabbi Gamliel's Takana was that they put all the names into the get, So therefore, there will not be any questions later on. There will never be an error of the bow, and you won't require Adim to come along to testify that this person is the same person. By using these multiple names, then we know that that's the case. It's very interesting that the Alochus Gedolos used to have a standard form get, and the standard form get of the Alochus Gedolos, it used to write that you write the person's name, V'chol Shum V'chanicha D'Islay, and any name or nickname that he has. So the Halakas Gedolos took this literally on the in the Mishnah. It says when the Rav Gamliel was metaken Kotev Ish Ploni, V'chol Shum Sheishlo. It's his name and any name that he has. I mean, that was a form that they put in there. They write Yochanan plus any name that he has and any nickname that he has. But not that they literally wrote the names or the nicknames, right? Rather, it was that they just wrote this generic Lashon. The Rabbeinu Tam rejects this and says, no way. You have to write every name. I mean, you have to write Yosef, Yochanan. You have to write each name in the get. So, on the other hand, the Tosfos Reed says, you know, I can prove that to you, that the Baal Halachas Gedolos is wrong over here. How do I know that the Baal Halachas Gedolos is wrong over here? Is because, how do you solve the problem? If the whole problem is that he's known by one name in Eretz Yisrael, and one name in Medina Sayyam, then what? Then if you just write his name in any name that he has, that generic form, it won't help you when he gets to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because he still don't have the other name in there. So he says, Tosfos Reed says, you must write both the name of Yochanan and Yosef. So again, Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosfos Reed, and many others believe you have to write every name that the person has. Now the Gemara qualifies this need to write each name. So Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, when do you have to write all the multiple names? Who did Chazek betray Shmei? That's when he's known by both names, when people know that he has both names. What does that mean that Yitchazek betray Shmei? So Tosfos Reed says Yitchazek betray Shmei is that the people who write the get have knowledge that he has two names. If they have knowledge that he has two names, then they must write both names in there. But if they don't know about his other name and they don't write it, that does not automatically make the get pasul, right? Whereas if they know both names and they don't write it in there, right, then the get is... The get would be pasul. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Tam seems to say that Yitchazek betray Shmei has to do with the fact that if the get is being sent from one place to another place, meaning that the get is written in one place and being given another place. So Yitchazek betray Shmei means that he has two different names. One name where the get has been written and one name where the get is being given. And since he has two different names, different places, one where it's written and one where it's being given, he must have both names in there. Whereas if it was two names in the same place, that would not post-sell the get, because everybody knows him by both names in this area. The problem is when you have a name that's only known in this area and a name that's only known in that area, that will cause the problem, and there you have to write both names. So Amar Lei Rabbi Abba the Rav Ashi, Rabbi Mari, Rabbi Lozer, Kaimei Kavatech. Rabbi Mari, Rabbi Lozer, hold like you. And Tanya Kavatech the Rav Ashi, and there's also a Braisa that supports the position of Rav Ashi. Hayulo Shtei Nashim. Person had two wives. Achat B'Yudah, V'Achat B'Galil. One in Yudah, one in the Galil. V'lo Shnei Shemot. And this man went by two names. Echad B'Yudah, V'Echad B'Galil. One, he had one name in Yudah, one name in Galil. V'Gorash et Ishto Sh'B'Yudah, V'Shmo Sh'B'Yudah. When he divorces his wife in Yudah, he used his name from Yudah. V'et Ishto Sh'B'Galil, V'Shmo Sh'B'Galil. And when he divorces his wife in the Galil, then he used his name in the Galil. Einu M'Gureshet, he's not divorced. Ad Sh'Gureshet Ishto Sh'B'Yudah. Until he divorces his wife in Yudah with the name of Yudah plus the name in Galil. When he divorces his wife in the Galil, he has to write his Shmosh B'Galil v'shem to Yudah imo, and the name of Yudah along with it. If he goes to a totally different place, if he divorces one of those names, then she is divorced. And you see from this verse, shem to Galil imo. Right, so, but didn't you just say before that you have to write both names? So how come when he moves to another place, they only have to use one name? So you see that there's a difference in the prices, whether he was a tchazek with his two names or not with the two names. So again, according to the Tosfos Reed explanation of itchazek, that means over here that they knew about the two names. Since in Yehuda and Galil, they were known. He was known by both names in Yehuda and Galil. They knew that he had another name in the Galil, another name in Yehuda. They have to write both names, otherwise it gets invalid. Whereas when he moved to a new city, he just used one name. They had no idea he had another name. So therefore, if they wrote one name in the get, that is sufficient. The Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, says no. In Yehuda and Galil, he was trying to divorce. The get was being written in one area and being sent to the other area. And since the get was moving from one area to the other, he had to write both names. Whereas when he moved to another neighborhood, he was writing the get and divorcing the woman in the same place. And therefore, he only had to write one name and not both names. Hahi, Dabukarile Miriam Upurta Sarah. There was a woman who was known by the name Miriam, and some people called her Sarah. Aminaradai, you have to write in the get Miriam, her name, her main name, Vachoshum Sheishla. Velo Sarah Vachoshum Sheishla. You have to write Miriam, and any name, nickname goes with her, meaning the other name Sarah, but not Sarah and the other name that went with her. I mean, you have to use the Ikar name. You have to use the main name that is given. So since she was mostly known as Miriam and not Sarah, you have to use the name Miriam and then write in addition the other names, which is Sarah. And that happens to be a machlokes between the Brice and the Tosefta, what is called the Ikar name. What is the main name of the person? So Tosefta over here mentions, right, that the Brice over here sounds like the Shmakom Netina Ikar, where he gives the get, is that dictates what's the main name. So that should be the key name, and then every other name will be added on beyond that. Whereas in the Tosefta, it says that wherever the get's written is where the Ikar name you use, that's the main name, where the get's written, when he's known where the get is written, and then you add the additional names afterwards. But either way, you have to write the main name and then the additional names. And again, if he's known by both names, it's Chazek B'Shnei Shemos, and he doesn't do that, then the get is possible. Even though they both agree, even though the husband and wife say they got a divorce and everybody knows who it is, nevertheless, it's not a good get because that's the Takana. The Takana doesn't work when he had both names. On the other hand, if they didn't know about the other name, even though that's not good, but nevertheless, we say that it's not a possible get. Again, the Chatchila, even in a place where, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even when the get's given and written in the same place, or according to the Tosfos read, even in a place where they don't know about both names, that the Chatchila, the get, should be written with both names or any nicknames that are involved. So even though it doesn't make the get possible, the Chatchila, you should always have all the names, the multiple names that an individual has. All right, thank you. You know what, Tzvi, thank you for bringing this up. There's a very interesting question here in the Rabbeinu Tam. I almost forgot about it, so thank you for reminding me about it. If you look at the Tosfos of Vehudit Chazek Betrei Shmei, it says, Sholol Rabbeinu Tam al mumar lovdei kochavim, a person who became apostate. He left Judaism, he became a Christian. Shigiri Shetishto, he divorced his wife. Velo nichta beget, ela shem shel yadut. And he only wrote his Jewish name in the get. Velo shem shel ovdei kochavim, and he didn't write his secular or his new, you know, Christian name in there. Veheishiv Rabbeinu Tam, chalila lahazkir shem ovdei kochavim b'torat Moshe v'Yisrael. Says, you should not write his non-Jewish name. Right, that'd be inappropriate or improper to mention it within the context of something that's halachic. And so therefore, you see from the Rabbeinu Tam that you don't have to include the secular name in the get. Over here, it might have been different because he was an apostate, that he was a mumar lo ovdei kochavim, whereas today, where people are known both by their English names and their Hebrew names, I think sometimes in the get, they write both names. They might write your main Hebrew name, right, and write who is known as, right, the English name that is found here. No, because the Nardai says that you write the main name versus... Oh, you mean, because if your secular name is the main name. Right, right. That's interesting, right? So I don't know over there, because it might be that... that's a good question. I didn't think about that, but maybe the main name is the... Your Hebrew name is always your main name, because that's how you're known in the Jewish world, or that's how you're called up to the Torah, despite the fact that its usage is not the main usage. That's interesting questions for Gittin in terms of which name should go first and which name, you know, which you have to put both names in there. It's a good question. But hey, Rabbeinu Tam is an amazing Rabbeinu Tam here. I'll say the Mishnah. Ein almana nifreit min chasei yitomim, ela b'shvua. An almana cannot collect her ksuba from the yisomim unless she takes a shvua. Nimnu'u l'mashbia. The women did not want to take a shvua, and therefore they didn't collect their ksuba. They're ending up without their ksuba. So Begalil said, instead of a shvua, he was metaking that they could take a neder, meaning that the Yisomi would impose some sort of neder, which he'll say that if I already collected my ksuba, I'll be ushered to eat, or I'll be ushered in all foods in the world, and that would be sufficient to replace the shvua. And we're not choshud, the woman's not choshud to be over on her neder, and therefore, since she makes a neder, then we believe her the equivalent of taking a shvua. But you see that they were afraid to take shvuot, or they didn't want to take a shvuah because of the severity of shvuot, and therefore she moved it over to a nether versus a shvuah. The govak tuvatam. Based on that, she can collect her ksuba. Ha'idim chotmim ala get mivnei tikkun olam. The edim are signed on the get because of tikkun olam. We've already seen this. The Gemara will discuss it later, but that's because, right, if edim isira karte, right, that they sign on the get because of tikkun olam. V'hilahitkein pruzbo. Again, this is in Yonah Diyoma. We just discussed it earlier on a couple of daf ago. V'hilah is metakein pruzbo for Shemitah Kasafim because of Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Again, the Gemara will discuss that later on. So my area Amona. Why is an Almana? What do you mean Almana has to take a Shavua to get anything out of the Yisomim? Afili Kulam and Ami. Almana is not unique in that. Anybody who wants to take anything from the Yisomim needs to take a Shavua. Da Kaimalan, right? We have the Aloha is Habali Fra. The Fra me Nichse Yitom. Anyone wants to collect from the possessions of the Yisomim? Lo Yifra Elo B'Shavua. Right? You can't collect except with a Shavua. Where it says Almonoit Strichale. We need to write Almana specifically. Why? Because South Gadat Chamin, I would have thought by Almana, there's a Kula that she doesn't have to take a Shavua. Mishum China. Akilu Ba Rabbanan. Because of the Chain, the Rabbanan were Mako by her. Rabbanan Akilu Ba Gaba. Kamash Wanda. That's not the case. So what's the China here? So Rashi over here says China is Shihei Chena Nashim Beinei Anashim Linasalehim. That the women will not be afraid to marry the men. They'll be excited to marry the men because they won't worry about getting their Ksuba in the back end. Because they'll know they don't have to take a Shavua. So that was Mishum China. Since they wouldn't have to take a Shavua, then they would want to be more willing to get married. So that was not. Kamash Mona, that's not the case. We don't say that. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel had to come along and make his Takana. That's the way Rashi explains it. Tosfos, later on in our Gemara, on Memtet, as well as Tosfos we saw together in Ksubos, always quotes the Rach and argues on Rashi about what the Chain is over here. And he says, Mishum Chain is the Chain of the Nashim. Whenever it says Mishum China, it means the women's. Right, chain, that the women should be appealable to the men. They should be appealing to the men. They shouldn't withhold themselves from the men. So that would mean shum chino over here means that because the women will be upset about this fact that they take a shavua, they will not make themselves appealing to the men. They will not be chain. They won't be motze chain in the eyes of the men. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel was metaking it so that the women wouldn't be upset and they would want to be or willing to get married. And that would mean mishum chino. That's the way Tosfos Nerach explained mishum chino. Okay, we'll stop over here.